CNN.
The Irish rock band U2 has made it to the top of the music industry by ethics out of another era. Their songs are political and poetic at the same time, while managing to keep that work ethic spirit associated with rock and roll. For many years, the band was considered a cult act, with a small but loyal following. But with the release of their latest album, The Joshua Tree, U2 has become a bona fide superstar act. When Sherry Sylvester went one-on-one with U2's lead singer and songwriter Bono, it was the day before their North American tour began in Arizona.
Everyone is saying that this album, this tour, will make U2 a mega band.
Do you feel that sense of we've arrived and this is our time?
I don't appear like a therapist or anything, but I'm not sure I want to be in a mega band or be a megastar. I don't know exactly what that means, but if I think about it, I often think of those awful rock and roll bands that sort of come on stage in their shiny trousers and sort of, bare their chest and shake their fists at everybody. We don't kind of feel like that. We don't feel like a mega band. But I do feel that our time is coming round. And has been coming for a while, and I hope it continues to come. In fact, I hope we never really get there. Don't really want to get there.
Is it tough when the critics say that this is the band of the 80s?
If you read and believe your good press, you've got to read and believe your bad press. So don't really believe any of it, and just believe what we think about ourselves. And believe each other in the group. And you two, that's kind of the way it's always been. We look to each other for kind of how we're doing, how good or bad we're doing. And, this, you said the band of the 80s, and that's a real compliment until it's the 90s. And then it's not such a compliment. So, to be honest, I must say, I think we still have so much further to go. We have a lot to learn, and as a group, I think we're just kind of getting started, really.
How has your music changed since the early days?
So when we started out, we couldn't even play our instruments. We really couldn't. We formed a band before we could even play. And we were 16, and we didn't know where we were going, and we just decided to go there together. And it was just four of us in a kitchen in Dublin City in Ireland. And Larry Mullen Jr. is the drummer in the group. He started all. He just kind of pinned a notice to a notice board in school. And he was starting a high school band, and we got started. And actually, reluctantly, I didn't even know if I wanted to be in a band. And but when we started to play together, when we started writing songs together, I don't know why, but we felt we could make a living out of it, and we felt that there was something special, a spark that was different, and between us and a lot of the other bands that were starting around, we just felt we had a spark, and we started with that little spark, and we kind of fanned it a bit. Now it's a flame, and I suppose a bit of a forest fire right now.
What is the best part about fame?
The feeling of writing a song. One day it doesn't exist, the next day it does exist. Then you make it into a record, and the record is played on the radio all over the world. And then you go to some far off place, and you come in on the airport, and you hear your song on the radio. And that's a really special feeling. That kind of pays your wages more than anything.
How did you begin as a songwriter, and how do you keep going as a songwriter? Do you have a routine where you sit down? What inspires you?
A lot of newsreel footage used to inspire me. I wrote the song New Year's Day, the words for that song, because of footage I'd seen of the solidarity movement in Poland. And as I heard of the story of Lech Wałęsa and the separation from his family and his wife, I wrote that song New Year's Day. For pride in the name of love, again I was inspired seeing newsreel footage of Martin Luther King as he spoke.
Is it tough to make people understand that it's not plastic, that it's not commercial? That it's as sincere?
I think it's more, I don't think it's that weird extraordinary. I think it's just extraordinary that there are not more groups around that write about the things that affect them, really affect them, as opposed to just writing songs they believe people want to hear on the radio. See, there was a time when rock and roll music was run by fans of rock and roll music. Now it's run by advertising executives, and they call our record product. That's the word they use, product. You two have a new product coming out this month. We don't see our music as product. And I don't think that's extraordinary. I think that's very ordinary.
What do you hope to achieve with the band?
Our ambition, I suppose, is to survive. seen in a successful band. And I think the chances of us doing that are slim.
Why is that?
I just think that the chances of surviving are slim, because I don't know many people who've survived being in a successful rock and roll band. But I love being in the band. Being in U2 is everything for me. You know, it's my whole life.
U2 are proving that their fans really love them as well. Their album is number one in the country, and their tour is selling tickets at a record pace.